This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Hour number two of USA Prepares. As you heard at the top of the hour news, the UN is asking Vladimir Putin to please stop the invasion, bombing, and reigning in the destruction and death upon Ukraine. And I have a comment about the Amish. The Amish live in our neck of the woods here in Missouri, as well as other places. And the Amish, the reason I know this is we service the vehicles that are used, that are hired by the Amish to pull trailers, to pull equipment, etc., to job sites where the Amish do a lot of the heavy lifting and labor. And they are very, very strong, and they're delightful people. The Amish use diesel engines in their sawmills. The Englishmen, as we are referred to by the Amish, that's the nickname that they use for us, the Englishmen, we use electric engines in this, or electric motors in our sawmills. The Amish use diesel power, diesel engines. And the Amish hire the Englishmen to drive them to the stores, the hardware stores, the Chinese factory outlets to get their supplies. They use propane for lighting. We use electricity for lighting. They have small solar panels that they use for charging their cell phones, so they use cell phones. They use other people's electric saws because they don't themselves own them. They are prohibited by the elders from owning electric saw. So where we have a skill saw hooked up to an extension cord, they have a skill saw that's hooked up to an air hose that's hooked up to a gas-powered portable compressor. They sell vegetable plants from their greenhouses, which they use commercial potting soil and commercial starting soil and commercial fertilizer and commercial propane for heating the greenhouses. They also use GMO seeds. They buy their seeds. They mend the clothes that they wear, and they mend their hats and garments, but they buy the clothes commercially. They wear factory-manufactured clothing, shoes, socks, and eyeglasses. So in many respects, there's not a lot of difference, except that they have horses and buggies that they use to go to services, which are at somebody's house, and they rotate different houses. But they are dependent on the supply chain just as we are. And although they don't themselves use electricity in their houses, they are dependent on the electricity that's used for manufacturing tires and nails and steel and wood and everything else, paint. So I just wanted to share that with you. Captain John, back to you.
So we're looking at the natural issues and the man-made issues. We're obviously feeling the effects of the Great Reset agenda. And I've put links for Martin Armstrong up this time and last time. His computer system, known as Socrates, is projecting that the Great Reset agenda will fail. And I think part of that reason is because the virus got out early, which is something we'll be getting to in a few minutes. They weren't really ready for that to happen, but they can't stop forcibly going ahead with their agenda. And you know, Canada should really disturb you more than Ukraine. because when the truckers came in and there were Canadians that, you know, donated small amounts to the cause, you know, like $50, and it was perfectly legal. And then they institute these emergency laws or dictatorship, and all of a sudden your $50 donation retroactively becomes a crime. And when you understand that Trudeau is, you know, one of Schwab's followers, and about half of his cabinet are Schwabites. I mean, Canada is so controlled right now, I really hope they can overcome that. At least here in the United States, as bad of an opposition as they are, we do still have the Republicans. And I would, recommend, finding a red state. And it's one of the reasons I'm enjoying Texas. But there's other considerations. As COVID winds down, they're going to attack carbon even more for the climate change issue that's actually being caused by the sun. They're going to make the cost of energy skyrocket. And that's one of the reasons that I moved way south in Texas. In fact, from where I live, the Rio Grande is about 7 miles south of here. That's how far south we are. It's not that we don't get fluctuations. Like yesterday, Becky had a doctor's appointment over in McAllen. When we left home, it was 81 degrees out. When we left McAllen to come back, it was 51 degrees out. And, you know, had a load this morning that dipped into the 30s. I know a lot of you would love to experience that right now. But I'm looking at if we end up with high costs of energy, at least I don't have the heating costs that you have to experience in so much of the country. Because especially when you're having to heat with electricity, when we were in Dallas, our peak electric bill wouldn't be the summer with the air conditioning. It would be in the winter with the heating. And, this is one area that we might be able to attack by, if we watch the Suspicious Observer's morning space weather news, he covers quite a few papers on the topic, and if we can get those that especially deal with how the sun affects our climate, and if we can get that to the politicians, I would limit it to the Republican politicians, because Democrats aren't going to care anyway. They're just, it's like the IPCC. You know, the UN is ignoring the science and doubling down on its carbon dioxide causing the problem. It's so sad to watch that, because with their latest model, the MIP6, that which includes solar forcing other than just sunlight, it becomes apparent that carbon dioxide is not the problem. But controlling energy, which is primarily carbon-based, controls basically all aspects of our life. The economy is energy-based. Our lives are energy-based because we need the energy from food. The food gets energy, in part from the sun, but also with our modern farming methods, we're requiring fertilizer, which is requiring all this other, energy usage. And we're using technology that requires, basically diesel for operation, and it's a nightmare what's going to happen as these energy costs continue to escalate. And if you think the energy cost is bad now, I would say fasten your seatbelt because they're going to make it worse. We're also fortunate that as bad as the censorship is now, we still have outlets available. And you've talked about, you know, GCN. You know, if you want to have that outlet, you need to help support them because, you know, they have costs too, including energy costs, which are going up. And there's just not a whole lot of outlets left to get uncensored news. I'm looking at, you know, a lot of people are saying, especially with what's going on in Canada, we need to have, you know, go to the cryptos and Bitcoin. Well, the problem with that, one of the problems with Bitcoin is it's energy-based. It needs a lot of electricity, and that's going to cause issues. Another problem that if you haven't gotten into that world, it makes your tax returns extremely more complex. If you buy and sell crypto, and if you want to use crypto for a transaction, you have to track your cost basis and what you sold it for or traded it for and report the gain or loss on each one of those transactions. And if you don't think that's nightmarish, I encourage you to try it. There's also options on some cryptos out there where you can stake it and basically, I guess, think about it as earning interest on your crypto, where you're actually earning additional cryptocurrency of some type. Well, that crypto is income for tax purposes. And if you think, well, you know, crypto is private, well, not exactly. But the other side is, if you think you can get away with it, take a lesson from history. Look back at Chicago with Al Capone and how nasty that was. They didn't get him for all his gangster activities. They got him for tax evasion. And you know, if you want to go that route, keep that in mind. And even worse than the cryptos is Fedcoin, the central bank digital currencies. We need to do everything possible to stop that here in the United States. There's other countries that are trying to set it up. And all that is another way of controlling your life. They can expire the currency so that you can't save it. You have to spend it. They can determine, based on your carbon score, what you can buy. If you bought your carbon allotment in gasoline or electricity for the month, you won't be able to buy anymore. And if you think you're going to use a black market to get around that, forget about it. Because you know the people that you would get the sources from, you know, they're dealing with the same restraints too. And the entire surveillance state that we're under now is probably beyond what you're aware of. We'll have more fun after the break.
Captain John Reagan is wiping smiles off faces worldwide. Class, I hope you're paying attention. And thefinancialstateoftheunion.com is the website where you can do the further research. It has the links. We'll be right back. The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting save, SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, I just want to, if you're new to the class, I just want to share this with you. At USA Prepares, we are all volunteers. No one gets paid. Not me, no one else. We have no revenue. We have no commercials. The commercials that you hear at the network are from the network. They are not USA Prepares commercials, although they support the GCN component or piece that allows us to broadcast. Okay, we don't get any revenue. We don't share in any revenue stream of any kind. And we are just a faculty of teachers who want to share with you what we've learned, because we feel that if you pay attention to the information, the free speech that we are allowed to broadcast, you will come out the other side of this mess that we're in better than if you didn't hear it. So we want to just prime the pump, meaning get you started so that you can do your own research and make up your own mind as to what to do. And that being said, don't believe anything that you hear or see or read in the media. And I will extend that all the way to USA Prepares. So, not that we are lying to you. Not that we are trying to deceive you. Our mission is to help you. That's our only mission. But you must do your own research. Captain John?
And it's part of the reason why I went through my progression, because what I thought was good advice 10 and 15 years ago, I realized how bad advice that would be today. So, and like I say, we've got the two sides, the man-made side and the nature side. I don't know anywhere on earth where you can escape the Great Reset agenda. All you can do is try to live in the best places politically. Fortunately, we still have some state control in the United States, so living in a red state would be better. And I also believe getting further south will be better for your energy costs if you're in a position to do so. If you want to try to make it past 2089, keep in mind the last time this happened is when the mammoths were flash frozen in Siberia. They had undigested flowers in their stomach. The area they lived was not a permafrost. It became frozen quicker than what we can do with our technology today. We were expecting an ice age at that point. So if you want to live beyond 2089, you need to explore options close to the equator. And where I was looking in Belize would still be too far north to really be safe from the ice age. If you want to do it in this hemisphere, you're looking at a Spanish-speaking country. So if you don't speak Spanish already, you need to work on becoming somewhat proficient in that. There's some areas in Africa which are not very friendly for a lot of people. That is, and then there's another place in Southeast Asia, which also isn't very friendly. Plus, you have a very large population base between India, China, and that whole area that, to me, being in that high of a population density would not be a good thing. So,
John, I have a question for you.
Sure.
2089, that's not too far off. Many of us won't live to see that. But are you suggesting that this will be a flash ice age, meaning instantaneous, or is this a gradual thing that, takes decades?
It would happen instantaneous. Well, the big event's instantaneous. I'll talk about the rest when we get back.
Captain John Reagan's with us, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. And this is scary stuff, class. Very frightening. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ivarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
War has broken out in the Ukraine. Russia has launched a full-scale attack on its neighbor. The roadways leading out of the capital city of Kyiv have become a parking lot as roughly 3 million people try to flee Russian hostility. United States, United Nations Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield at the hastened UN emergency meeting last night.
Russia has brought its people, the Ukrainian people, and the world to the brink of a conflict that will produce an untold amount of human suffering. Everyday Russians should be asking themselves right now how many Russian lives Putin will sacrifice for his cynical ambitions.
President Biden has condemned Putin's deadly actions in Ukraine and vowed to unload severe sanctions against Russia and its leadership sometime Thursday. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Diplomacy and the threat of sanctions have failed in Ukraine. Russia has launched a full-scale attack on its neighbor. The roadways leading out of the capital city of Kyiv have become a parking lot, as roughly 3 million people are trying to flee the bombardments. Former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine Rick Grenell on Newsmax says that former Chancellor Angela Merkel and Germany are at fault for this, emboldening Russia with the Nord Stream 2 pipeline plans. But more importantly,
we should all be saying a prayer for the people of Ukraine. This is a needless war. It should not be happening. And I blame the Germans for showing how weak they were going to be on the world stage, certainly encouraging NATO members to not help Ukraine, certainly telling the Ukrainian government to take NATO membership off the options list, to give in to the Russians. The weakness that the Germans have created has really caused this rewriting of borders in Europe.
A pair of unusual glass balls have been discovered on the surface of the moon by China's lunar rover. The semi-transparent spheres measure up to 4 centimeters across and were captured by U-2-2's panoramic camera. Glass is not uncommon on the moon with all the meteor activity, but sphere-shaped glass is unusual. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Today, I've got your
take.
When you go,
for 2 seconds, during
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, if you don't think it's bad, just try buying fertilizer right now. Russia controls about 30% of the world's fertilizer. We tried to get some this morning. Can't get it locally. And we checked the price of chicken. Canned chicken is up 50%. 50% in the last couple of days. John Reagan, back to you.
It's kind of interesting following the news there, the glass spheres that found on the moon. In fact, especially the micro glass beads that are found on both sides that facing us, and I'm sure on the other side as well. That's as a result of these solar cycles that I was just talking about. And I don't know exactly what the progression of the Ice Age would be, but keep in mind those mammoths were not living in a permafrost environment. You know, those flowers were growing in a temperate climate. When the sun sheds this material, I mean, it makes a CMA look like a firecracker. I mean, it's just tremendously energetic. And when that impacts the Earth, if you're on the side facing the sun, that's why you have to choose the right place, not only near the equator to escape the ice age. You have to choose the right side, which you don't even know what that's going to be until it happens. Wherever that blast hits, it basically pushes the atmosphere away from that area, and it drops the pressure tremendously. And this explains how the mammoths were flash frozen. It has to do with Boyle's Law. When you reduce the pressure, that's what allows that instant flash freezing to occur. And how that transitions from the initial change there to the ice age, I don't know exactly how long that takes, but you're talking about so many pieces of our system. Even now, we've got where the fresh water is getting into the salt water, interfering with the circulation, and that by itself causes climate issues. So, you know, like I say, if you want to make it past that point, you got one, determine which, where you could move close to the equator, and two, then you have to figure out where do you want to try to survive, because even if you have underground shelter, that might not be enough if you're on the side where the impact happens. And when these events happen every 12,000 years, and I know they talked about the last super volcano eruption, but these also tend to happen at these times as well, was roughly 75,000, maybe 72,000, which would be the 12,000 harmonic years ago. And at that point, human civilization went down to, they estimate, 10 to 12,000 people worldwide. Now, if you imagine these football stadiums that we have that hold 100,000 people, and imagine 9 out of 10 of those seats being empty, that is the number of people there were in the entire world after that disaster. So we're looking at some pretty serious events, and not having the skills to feed and clothe ourselves and just do our ordinary life things that we used to do before industrialization. Now, the other scary side, and I can probably use this to transition to the COVID talking points, you have the Great Reset agenda, and part of that agenda, the psychopaths in charge have been wanting to get rid of a lot of us useless eaters for a long time. And there's only so many ways you can do that. Typically, they've reduced the population by war. That's quite destructive, and the psychopaths in charge want to live and enjoy their lifestyle. But they don't need all the useless eaters. They just need a few slaves, and they're working on even trying to eliminate a lot of those by using technology. I think we've got pieces of the puzzle now, and that show that what we have experienced these last couple of years was part of the agenda, but that it happened early. And I'm not going to talk about a lot of COVID things, because you've hopefully found out about these from just paying attention to good news sources. But we're looking at the spike protein causes damage, whether you get it, you know, from a person-to-person contact, or you have it injected into your body. It causes clotting especially microclotting, and that is determined by using a D-dimer test. And there was a doctor that ran that test on his patients before giving them vaccine, and then I think it was 2 or 3 weeks after, and high, positivity rate on that, showing that these people are experiencing clotting in small vessels. Not a good thing. It's also known that COVID causes damage to lots of parts of the body, but when you start damaging organs, that starts other bad things happening. Now, you have some organs that regenerate, like the liver and spleen and pancreas. They can regenerate. But when that damage happens to the heart, the lungs, or the brain, that tissue doesn't recover. So that's why you don't want the spike protein to begin with. Another thing that's going on is we're seeing about 5% of the vaccine batches producing about 90% of the immediate adverse effects. Now, part of the science that I'm seeing that I hope is just totally wrong is that these vaccines degrade your immune system much the way that HIV does. So that in 2 to 3 years, you catch a cold that might be enough to kill you right there. And that time distance is enough from the vaccine event that they're hoping that people can't put two and two together and connect the two. It's such an insidious evil that I'm looking at. I don't even, want to consider it. But I'm seeing all these pieces of the puzzle. And let me harken back to when I first went to Germany and got my nuclear biological chemical warfare training. Biological and chemical warfare, you have to have good conditions for those. Just the environment, the sunshine, the rain, whatever. When you're dealing with biologicals, you get spotty coverage. Some people have immunity. It's not a great form of warfare. However, if you can create something that causes mass hysteria and you allow yourself to be injected with a biological agent, now you got the delivery problem solved. And I'm afraid that's what we're seeing going on. And given the number of people that have taken at least one shot of this technology, and we're still in that area where we're learning what and how this is going to develop. But they're going to say the evidence of the immune system being degraded over time, we could be looking at a severe reduction in population over the next few years. And when you consider what we've learned from thinking about preparedness for an EMP or CME type event, it's almost as bad just losing the people themselves. Because a lot of those people are going to be in critical positions in companies. And then if you've ever worked for, in that type of environment, there's people that know things. And while everybody can be replaced, it'd be a pain to replace those people because they just know so much about the business operation. It can't really be documented well. And without those skills there, you start having problems in the business operation, and you start having that across the board and everything from utilities to logistics to preparing food to retail. It is a nightmare to even consider what that's doing.
Do you mind if I make a timely comment?
Sure.
So class, I'm looking at multiple screens. One of the screens shows me if there's a data loss or connection loss between this studio at the farm in Missouri and Genesis Communications Network. We're having an ice storm. It's freezing cold. It's about 20 degrees roughly. And I just saw out the studio window a massive lightning strike. Okay? And I looked on the screen. Simultaneous with that massive lightning strike was a disconnect. I lost the connection on the internet to GCN. I saw it on the screen simultaneously with the lightning strike. What I'm saying is, if you think that an electromagnetic pulse is not going to impact you, I just saw a little one that took us out of service for 2 seconds. Literally 2 seconds. I can count the bars. 2 seconds. There's thunder. There's lightning. Bang. I got disconnected. Okay? And then it reconnected. The system reconnected right away. So what I'm saying is, that was a little tiny one. I mean, it was a big lightning strike for here. But compared to a CME or coronal mass ejection, it's nothing. And it took us out. Captain John, that was just an exclamation point I wanted to make. Please continue.
Well, while we're paused there, if you've watched the Suspicious Observers videos, they'll put up shots of the sun, and they'll have Earth scale on there. And I don't know if today's youth know what BBs are, but even if you didn't own a BB gun back in the day, you knew what BBs were. So it kind of reminded me of if you held a BB up to a basketball. So you know me. I finally sat down and ran the numbers. I took the size of a men's basketball and the size of a BB and found out that that BB would actually have twice the diameter of what the Earth would be. So that's how small the Earth is in comparison to the sun. It's a big monster out there.
Yeah, and at 93 million miles away, it can hold us in orbit. Yeah, we'll be right back with Captain John Reagan.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's the kind of teaching that we're doing right here is brought to you by our ability to speak freely. And if you'd like to help us, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. SaveGCN.com. The fight is real. We're in the fight to continue telling you the truth and helping you get through this mess and come out the other side better than you would if you didn't have the facts and the information that broadcasts like this one and others on Genesis Communications Network provide. Captain John Reagan's with us, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. And if you're wondering what free speech is, this is free speech, what you're hearing in class today for 2 hours. Captain John Reagan?
As usual, I'm running out of time. Maybe we need to schedule a part three of the 10th anniversary show. What I hope to cover in this remaining segment deals with the first three articles that's in the COVID section. And the first one just came out last night. They've identified a snippet of code that's identical to part of the gene patented by Moderna 3 years before the pandemic. And you can just let that sink in for a while. I don't think we have enough just based on this to convict people, but this combined with some emails that can possibly be discovered, I think we're getting to a point where we would have solid evidence that could lead to convictions on crimes against humanity in a trial setting. There's 19 specific letters that is in a genetic section owned by Moderna. And there's this current virus is the only coronavirus that carries 12 unique letters that allows the spike protein to be activated by a common enzyme called furin. And that's what allows it to get into the human cells. That's what I've got at the second link there so you can understand what that furin link is. And let me skip down to the third one. This virus has emerged as a precursor, deliberately engineered to infect humans. And they were working on reverse engineering it to infect bats. That process had not yet been done. That third link talks about an EchoHealth program called DFuse, and the proposal was to inoculate bats in China, and this proposal was actually rejected by DARPA because it was too close to violating the gain of function moratorium. But apparently Fauci and the Chinese went ahead with this anyway. Apparently the idea was to infect the bats so it could look like this was coming through as a natural infection, but it leaked before they had engineered that part of it to get it into bats. But they, you know, my opinion anyway, took advantage of that and went ahead with what they had planned to do once they had the virus fully ready to deploy. Like I say, I believe the good news for us is they had to advance their agenda, do things early. They weren't able to completely implement the censorship. Were able to talk about it. They're having to clamp down harder and faster than they wanted to. And when you start doing those types of clamp downs, that's when people start resisting. So that's the good news, bad news of this. I've put a lot of links in there on COVID to try to help an understanding. And if you've been forced to or volunteered to get this spike protein inserted into you, and there's also a video in there that Chris Martinson did where he covered how this stays in your body producing these spike proteins for weeks in some people. And just enjoy the links that I gave you there. Vincent?
Captain John Reagan, thank you so much. There will be a part 3, 4, 5, whatever you would like to do. We'll make it happen. Just let me know your schedule. Please send me an email or give me a call. I'll take care of the rest. Class, this is serious. Please pay attention. Ramp up your supplies. I believe that the supply chain will continue to break at an increasing rate. Captain John Reagan's website, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. Please check back with us tomorrow for Greg and Bert. Captain John, thank you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.